When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I want to ask a question first before we get into this, because it's a serious question. Has anybody tried the red chimichurri sauce yet at Chipotle?
I'm not.
Kang, have you tried it yet?
No, I want to too.
I want to try. I want to know.
Okay.
I want to know what it's like.
So my kids eat at Chipotle on weekdays and weekends, but that's it.
Just days ending in Y.
And yeah. I'm gonna find out if they've tried it. I'll do some recon. Find out if they're trying.
Doug, do your kids get the exact same order at Chipotle every time? Or
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think people do that all the time with Chipotle. It's the same order.
Well, it's not much. What's the variance? It's going through the line and you like what you like, and it's not like they've got a bunch of items that you're going to choose from.
You can change up the protein.
I'm going to raise my hand over here and speak up for Qdoba, just for the record. I'm a Qdoba fan.
Even after they changed the sauce, isn't it a sauce that you like they don't have anymore?
Yeah, I still like Qdoba better.
They got good smoked turkey?
Yeah. No, it's chicken.
Nothing
it's
wrong with smoked chicken, turkey, man. Buddy.
All right, Sonic has broken out the pretzel bacon smash burger. The pretzel bacon smash burger, as described, features hand-smashed Angus beef patties with crispy edges layered with a melty American cheese, bacon, crunchy fried onions, and a creamy mustard on a soft, buttery pretzel bun. Gator, sometimes you don't like burgers with too much on them, but the Sonic pretzel bacon smash burger. Are you going to eat that?
This doesn't sound like it's too much, and it's a smash burger. I think it can all go together. And look, I know my stance on bacon is I'd just rather have it on the side than to have it with stuff. But when it's selectively done, and this isn't some giant ass burger, it sounds like this is tastefully done, as they would say. It's a tasteful nude, Doug. I would try this.
Wow. Is it artistic?
I'm just saying, it's tasteful. It's tasteful. It's
just
not too
a little
much.
Bit.
He's going to eat this burger for the articles.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
100%.
Doug, you had my attention at pretzel, like bun. Every time I hear that or read that, I'm like, it gets my attention. So, and you're right, Gator, it's a smash burger. So this thing isn't going to be like, you don't have to put a knife through it to keep it together or anything like that.
Oh,
so
God,
I'm in,
that's
Doug.
Annoying when you see the knife come in the burger.
I'm obviously, no.
Stack.
The burger and the bacon.
Oh, well, just
other than
two?
That, I love it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kenny Rogers Roasters is coming out with a...
Still around?
Well...
The gambler's still getting it done?
That's a real thing?
It's... Well, the headline or the byline is Manila, Philippines, so I don't know if this is going to end up here or not, but the...
Kenny, get on the horn to your friends.
They got a snow cheese roast. This is a flavorful...
I'm sorry, did you say snow cheese?
Snow cheese. A flavorful cheese marinade sprinkled with salty sweet snow cheese powder and paired with a creamy snow cheese sauce. The result is a rich, flavorful experience that's both comforting and exciting. And the picture here has, it looks like some sort of cheese powder on top of the chicken. Yes, Gator, you have a question.
What the hell is snow cheese?
That's all it said.
That sounds horrible. It sounds like somebody sneezed all over your item there, your entree. I love cheese. I've never heard of snow cheese.
Is it like...
It looks like a, like sprinkled Parmesan is what it looks like.
It's exactly what it looks like.
Is it like like a snow cone, but like cheese? Is that what?
No. It's like a powder.
Awful, right?
It's like cheese sprinkled on top.
Okay.
It's
Gator, are you out because of this?
Gator says he sounds very out.
I would try this.
Oh, there we go. That?
Yeah. It just sounds... Well, yeah. I mean... You had the word cheese. You already kind of half me.
It's just cheese.
Yeah, just cheese. It's just like I said, it's like shaking some Parmesan.
Yeah, exactly. That's all.
I'm down with it. The gambler gets it done.
Yeah, he does. And you know what? The Philippines, they love their chicken. They love fried chicken. So Jollibee, if you haven't tried it, very good. So I got to imagine this is good too. I mean, the snow cheese, I think the verbiage is weird. That's all. But it's just cheese in the end. I'm in, Doug. Fried chicken. The gambler. Come on.
Yeah.
Doug, it's chicken. It's
too, I know. It sounds too weird for me.
Can you say no?
I'd just rather have the regular roasted chicken. Oh, I don't want the snow cheese.
It's just a little shake of the cheese.
Yeah, I want it.
We have no idea what's in it.
Don't
want
it.
It's just a little shake of it. Dude, it's snow cheese. It's made from real snow.
Yeah, and you love the winter.
You love winter.
Yeah, I'm not doing the snow.
It's imported from Alaska. What are you doing?
He loves snow.
Next up.
Loves cocaine.
Popeyes. Popeyes for Thanksgiving is bringing back their Cajun-style turkey. It is a fully cooked turkey that you can pull up and get from Popeyes. The turkey's hand-rubbed and infused with Popeyes' signature Louisiana-style seasoning. These pre-seasoned and pre-cooked turkeys arrive frozen. All you have to do is heat and serve. Turkeys range from 11 to 13 pounds. Prices start at $54.99. At Popeyes are $99 for online delivery. Gator, the whole Cajun style turkey from Popeyes. Are you going to eat that?
I guarantee I'm going to get some of that Cajun chicken.
That's a Cajun turkey. Yeah, absolutely. This sounds delicious. And when I saw the ads for this, my thought immediately went to, okay, so Thanksgiving, always at the Lions game. By the time I get home and all that, and meeting with the family is kind of difficult to do because I don't want to hold them up from their meals. So I'm always thinking about what do I do? And I know other people that are in the same boat as me. And does this make sense? It makes a ton of sense. It sounds delicious. Look, it's poultry. Does Popeyes know poultry? Hell yeah. Remember when the chicken sandwich came out from Popeyes and everybody was a little skeptical about it. And then the initial reviews come in and say, oh, it's delicious. We're like, okay, slow your roll. We know what Chick-fil-A is. Don't get involved here, Popeyes. And then we tried it. We were like, I'm going to try this. I think this sounds delicious.
Can you?
Yeah, man. I've always secretly wanted to get this for Thanksgiving, but I mean, you obviously are going to make the homemade stuff, but if I ever had to go somewhere and they said, hey, this is what we're ordering, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Come on.
I almost want to host Thanksgiving so we can get this. I think the Cajun-style turkey sounds fantastic.
Get a couple of them.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little aggressive here and see if we can host Thanksgiving this year. I think it sounds outstanding. All right, Trader Joe's just dropped a boozy Vietnamese iced coffee. Hard Vietnamese coffee, a boozy twist from the brand Yeoju that combines Vietnamese coffee, soju, and condensed milk into one dangerously smooth drink. It's got the deep coffee kick, but with 7% ABV punch. The Vietnamese iced alcohol coffee. Gator, are you going to eat that?
All right, first of all, King, what's soju?
Soju is like a Korean, I want to say like vodka type. It's a white liquor Korean. Like
okay.
It's pretty mild, though. It's not too strong.
I don't like iced coffee to begin with. I was just curious what the hell soju was. So, no, I'm out on this.
Kang?
So, I don't mind soju. I love Vietnamese iced coffee. Very strong. As long as the flavor is still the Vietnamese coffee, I'm in. Sounds like they want you to stay up all night and get drunk with this drink, right? So
you just don't want it too boozy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want it too boozy.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I'm going to pass on this. Next up, McDonald's in Canada has come up with a traditional maple barbecue and bacon double quarter pounder. The burger features 2 quarter-pound beef patties, creamy maple barbecue sauce, bacon, cheese, crispy onions, and pickles, all served on a toasted sesame seed bun. The Canadian traditional maple barbecue and bacon double quarter pounder, Gator. Are you going to eat that?
Okay. Thinking about the item we had earlier with the burger and the smash burger and the pretzel bun, and I said yes to that. How do I say no to this? I mean, this is... It's McDonald's. I mean, look, it's a simple burger McDonald's makes, but I happen to like it. and getting the double quarter pounder, it's really not that. Okay, in theory, it's a half pound if you're going to do double quarter pounder, but it really won't be because it's McDonald's. We know where the beef shrivels. so I don't think it's going to be. It happens. Not to me, but it happens, you know.
Sometimes it's cold.
Whatever. I was in the pool. But I think this is not going to be too much for a Burger King. You know, I don't, like I said, I don't want the knife in the middle of the burger and have it served to me because it's a mile high. I think this is still under control. That barbecue sauce is what sells me. When you say maple, I'm usually in. And the only item I'm a little question about is again, the bacon, but I'll put up with it.
Okay.
Guilty pleasure of mine is going on vacation and, like, if you're in a different country, a different area of, like, the world or whatever, trying their McDonald's and what the different menu items they have. So, yeah, I'm in on this. Like, when Canada and I see, like, you have poutine fries at Burger King or whatever, I would try that. So, yeah, I'm all in on this stuff.
I think the creamy maple barbecue sauce sounds outstanding, and I would use that in some variety as a condiment on what I eat, but I don't eat the red meat or
ever
the bacon.
Ever had McBeer?
So. I'm not, no.
Had a McBeer in Germany.
And?
It was hysterical. That was, you know, it was in high school, took a trip to Europe. I was 16, went to a McDonald's, and I'm sorry, does that say McBeer? Sure. Give me the cheeseburger meal deal or the McBeer.
Finally, Fruity Pebbles has teamed up with Liquid Death for a bold, rebellious crossover. Liquid Death Cereal Criminal, a first-of-its-kind mashup, tastes like the cereal milk left at the bottom of your Fruity Pebbles bowl. Gator, Liquid Death Cereal Criminal. Are you going to eat that?
I'm not sure what the hell it is. It's like, is it a drink?
It's like, yeah, it's a flavored water.
No, I'm not going to do it. I is it carbonated? I don't know. I mean, it just sounds weird. I love Fruity Pebbles. But part of the reason I love Fruity Pebbles is I like the transition where it goes from initially crunchy to eventually soggy. And it feels like you're in a race against time to get it done before it gets too soggy. This takes out all that fun. This is just the flavor? No, I'm out.
That is fun indeed. Kang?
Yeah, part of that, the part of the milk leftover or whatever is eating the cereal part. I don't want just the end. It's weird. Yeah. I almost feel like I'm drinking somebody else's cereal milk at this point. I don't want that.
You got to earn it, Killer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm out on this. Not a chance in hell. And there it is. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That?
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
All right, so Gator and I are in different places. I want to get Kang's impression, and I really want to talk to the people. With the Pistons opening their season tonight, Gator, you expect them to get better this year. I feel like in the arc and the timeline of this youth movement and the great job they've done repopulating the roster with good young players, and they've done a really good job, they kind of skipped a step last year and took a huge jump forward. And I think the veterans they brought in, I don't actually expect them to be as good as the guys that they've lost. I'm not against it because they're investing in their young players getting better. But because of that, I actually don't expect them to win more games, but I won't be that disappointed. And I want to explain, when you look at their key guys, they're still super young. Cade is 24. Durant's 21. Ron Holland is 20. Jaden Ivey's 23. You know, I mean, we're talking about a core of players. Isaiah Stewart's 24. Sarah Thompson's 22. A core of players that are super young. And so we all want things to happen. I think sports fans and media always want things to happen with the development of players faster than oftentimes they do. And I'm not going to freak out if they, you know, only win 42, 43 games this year, because I feel like, again, they skipped a step. They're ahead of schedule, and that it's still a little early to expect big things. Now, I know the East is wide open. But with that said, Kang, where are you? Do you think they get better or worse in terms of win total?
I think they get better, but I don't think it's 50. I think it's probably at the 47 win range, right around there. I think... I'm guessing their over-under is probably about 46 or so. I think I would take the over slightly, obviously. They are definitely counting on their young players developing and getting better. This is kind of like the Brad Holmes theory, draft, develop, re-sign, right? They already extended Cade. I'm a little disappointed they didn't do the same thing with Durant personally, but you know, he'll be a restricted free agent after the year, so they can still bring him back. Same with Ivy. I just think what they did last year, more than anything, the experience of going through real basketball at the end of the year where games meant something, and then that grueling playoff series, you know? These guys were so young and green, I don't think they knew how to win big games yet. They were just learning how to win. Remember the teams before? It felt like they lost a lot of close games and ended up with like 15 wins, right? Because they didn't know how to close games out. Last year, they figured it out, and now with games at a premium, I think that's going to be the biggest difference, is that experience factor that they finally have under their wing.
Okay, so you two both think they're going to get better. I'm not expecting them to get better. In terms of win total, I think they might be developing quite nicely, and I'm not going to freak out. I'm just not sure they're really ready to take that big step forward.
I will offer this. I heard this in the morning show, the guys talking about it, and Costa brought this up, the J.B. Bickerstaff effect. When he was in Memphis, his first year at Memphis in 2017-18, he coached in 63 games that year. He took on his interim basis, right?
Yep.
Went 15-48. The next year, his first full season, he improved from 15 wins to 33 wins. Goes to Cleveland, finishes off the 2019-20 season. That's only 11 games, so they were 5-6. The next year, 22-50. Then in 21-22, they went from 22 wins to 44 wins. And then they went from 44 wins to 51 wins and then dropped to 48 wins. If you want to say plateau at that point, sure. But the first couple of years, there was improvement, just like there was in Memphis. In Detroit, takes over a 14-win team, and in his first year, it's 44. Now, I'm not saying double it and they're going to win 88 games in an 82-game schedule, but I'm saying I would expect some improvement, and because he's shown that when his previous stops – the next year, they take a little bit of a step forward. Now, this was the first time in his career that he had taken over a team at the beginning of a season. So the 44-game stretch is legit. But I'll say I think they're going to win north of 50 games.
Okay, with that said, and wow, Gator's chesty, I want Piston fans to convince me I'm wrong. Piston fans, convince me I'm wrong. Why do you think this team gets better than they were a year ago? 248-539-9797. I'm more than willing to be corrected and hope that I'd be awesome if you're right. And I recognize, you know, the Boston injury to Tatum, the Tyrese Halliburton injury in Indiana. The Cavs are a top four seed, and then somewhat the last 3 years they've been a top four seed and hysterically have only won two playoff series. Orlando got Desmond Bane. That's an additional 20-point score. They added Tyus Jones for some shooting. The Knicks are back. Atlanta went out and got Kristaps Porzingis, and I can't stand Atlanta because I can't stand Trae Young. But bottom line here is, I think Atlanta takes a step forward. I want to be convinced I'm wrong, and I'm inviting the audience to do just that. Tell me why the Pistons are going to be win more games than they did a year ago, and I'm wrong about them skipping a step. 248-539-9797. I'm also interested in how much more invested you may or may not be in this team. Are you going to go to more games? You're going to watch more. You're going to listen more. You're going to call this radio station and talk about them a little bit more. Right, whatever your peak Piston interest was, and we've had two incarnations of championship teams at least in our lifetime, Gator, with the Bad Boy Pistons and the Going to Work Pistons, that's probably peak Piston interest. Are we getting kind of slowly climbing back to that direction where people are going to be so into it?
I mean, it's going to obviously depends on if they win. I think to start the season, there's a lot of excitement and anticipation for it. And then the season begins, and I think people start to lose interest right away just because that's how it is. We still have football going on, and the Red Wings off to a good start as well. But it's going to be about football until football's done. The question is, will the Pistons be, how relevant will they be come January? And hopefully very relevant. Hopefully this is a team that's winning 60% of their games and on a pace to contend for one of the top four seeds in the Eastern Conference. And if that's the case, that's where you start to measure how popular this team is going to be, is where they are in January.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Dylan on a cell. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dylan.
How are we doing? Can you hear me?
Yep.
You got me?
Yep, go ahead.
Sweet. Sounds good. I think the Pistons this year, I think they're going to get better because that man, Cade Cunningham. I think, seriously, people need to start talking Cade MVP. This guy is dropping, 20, almost 30 points and a half of preseason games? Yeah, I get it. It's preseason. But this guy's the truth. And I remember I called in like 3 years ago. I don't know if you guys remember when, you know, the Pistons were in trade talks to possibly land Zion Williamson. But I remember I was talking, I'm like, hey, I'm a firm believer in Cade Cunningham's the truth. He's that guy, and I still stand on that. And one of you guys were like, yeah, I don't know, he can't stay healthy. And that was just like a Hemethy moment for me when he came back that year and just was really balling out. But we got young guys. I think they're all taking a leap. Asar Thompson, I think he's going to take that leap. Durin, leap. Ivy, I know he's going to be out for a while, but, you know, we could have beat the Knicks, especially with Ivy there. But, I mean, and we got better role players, too. Malik will be back. Duncan will be shooting threes. We got 2 3-point shooters.
You think Malik will be back?
I think we're well-rounded this year. Go ahead.
You think Malik will be back?
Yeah, I think he will. I'm pretty sure he's still rostered, so.
No,
he's not.
No, he's not, but. Thank you, Dylan. 248-539-9797.
He is still under investigation.
Yes. And in talking with Trajan Langdon 2 days ago, it didn't sound like.
Did not sound like.
It didn't sound very helpful.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Do you remember that call from 3 years ago?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I'm always getting curious when somebody says that, and then what's the reference point, and then they bring up Zion Williamson. If you're going to bring up Zion Williamson, I know exactly what my take would have been at the time. Hell no.
Well, if we were worried about Cade Cunningham's injuries, as he right. said, do you think we would have been worried about...
3 years ago with Zion?
Yeah. Anyway, convince us, with, I mean, you know, his case is basically, it leaps. Use the word leaps for Asar Thompson and Jalen Duren. If they take leaps forward, he's right. A leap is not a small step forward. A leap forward, he would be right.
Well, I mean, if you're going to say, let's say with Duren, Holland, and Asar Thompson, if you get a leap from just one of those guys, I think it's big.
Yeah.
And because they are all so still very young, I mean, it's not crazy to think that maybe more than one has that opportunity.
248-539-9797. Convince us. Gator doesn't need the convincing. I'm a little bit more, I don't know, I'm
reserved.
I'm tamping down expectations a little bit because I think they just took such a massive leap forward. And I like the veterans they brought in. I like the veterans they lost more. And so the question becomes, convince me, I guess, that they're going to be better than they were a year ago. 248-539-9797. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97. On the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. We are getting you set for Pistons opener tonight. And look, I'm trying to be, you know, as realistic as I can, and I'm not going to freak out if they win 42-43 games this year. Last year they won 44. I just feel like that was such an over the top improvement. It feels to me like they skipped a step. But hey, I mean, look, I'm more than willing to be wrong, and it feels like the biggest investment this team has in improving from one season to the next is add another birthday to a bunch of their young players and see how much better those guys get, and that might be enough.
Look at you getting creative to not say hang another year on them.
Hang another year on him is at the end of the career. Like I don't, I'll tell you where I might apply it.
Another trip around the sun.
Hang another year on Duncan Robinson, but I'm, you know, he hasn't taken a much of a step back. So
fair enough.
So at the beginning, it's, hey man, how many more birthdays do you need till you're your best you? At the end, it's hang another year on him.
Well, in the NBA, it is different because guys are playing when they're 19 and 20 years old. They're playing right away. The NFL, you know, it takes till you're 22 or older, and other sports as well. But the NBA, you're playing pretty quickly.
Yep.
So when you're 29, you're already in the league for 10 years.
So the topic is basically, why is Doug wrong? 248-539-9797. Connor, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Connor.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so what's up? I think Marcus Sasser's really slept on as a Piston, and I think with Ivy being out, Marcus Sasser's going to get the opportunity to flourish a little bit like last year. And then if you look at it, if you think about it, I think Duncan Robinson's going to completely replace Malik Beasley, and we're going to be happily surprised with that. And honestly, I think we're going to get better defensively having Caris LeVert instead of Tim Hardaway. But then even talking about points, I think that Caris LeVert's going to attack the basket a lot more. I think he's going to score a lot more. And I think we're going to see an even bigger jump for Jalen Duren in the paint as well.
Well, I mean, Duren has all kinds of upside. Thompson, Ron Holland, I mean, even Cade, right? We're talking about players who aren't defined yet. So there's a lot of hope pinned on that. Now, your point about LeVert over, you know, being an improvement defensively, if Duncan Robinson, okay, can shoot it. Beasley was a better, well, I think he was better by how many percentage points? Beasley last year shot 41.6 from three. And let me see where Duncan Robinson was a year ago. And these aren't apples to apples in there, but Duncan last year was
maybe slightly more.
39.3. He was a little worse.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But, I mean, you know, that doesn't mean he can't come out and
39's great.
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Look, if they need a three, he's the guy I want taking it. But Beasley was a little bit better of a shooter. Not a ton, but a little bit better. So we'll see.
I think that was like a unicorn. That's not going to happen again.
What?
Beasley having a season like that if he came back.
Well, whether it is or it isn't, it's isn't the point. The point is, If Robinson's the same, he's not as good as Beasley was last year, and we're trying to make this team better, and so the case can't be built around what Beasley is going to be or what Beasley would have been as much as they just won't have it as quite the dead-eye shooter. Now, Duncan's not bad. Let's not get carried away. I'm not going to get carried away. Unnamed Texter, I will stay, if we stay healthy, I think 55 wins is reachable, but we all know injuries are inevitable, so 48 to 50 wins is our most likely outcome. Well, that brings us to Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey is, you know, that setback bothers me. His knee's getting drained. They were 15 and 18 with him. They were 29 and 20 without him. I don't know what he is to this team. The skill set and the way he looks as a player looks really, really good. Why were they better without him? Now, did they just hit their stride collectively as a young group without him? It could be. It could be.
Well, I think it's exactly it. I think they started playing pretty good basketball going into that. You go into December, let's see, the team had December 7th, they beat the Knicks to go 10-15 on the season. He got hurt. Was it January 1st he got hurt, King? I think it was January 1st. I'm not sure. And they were 15 and 18 at that point. So they went 5-3 during that stretch. A very small sample size. But that's when things started to turn around. You know, they had a win streak starting January 1st. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. They won 7 out of 8. Nine out of 11 games, I think, or 9 out of 12 games. They were playing really good basketball at that point. He got hurt. They kept playing good basketball. Trade deadline comes. They add Schroeder. You know, they add some other players, and they kept taking off. I think it was the growing pains of learning under a new coach and seeing how things are going, and it started going the right direction.
248-539-9797. Pedro in Port Huron. Hi, Pedro.
Hey, so the Robinson and Beasley conversation, actually I was just having this with someone else, but I feel like Robinson's a better player just because he's been more consistent throughout his career, where I feel like Beasley has ups and downs every year. Like, you don't know what you're going to get, but Robinson's consistent. And then I wondered too, like, with Robinson having Cade being his point guard, how much more production is he going to have now with that compared to, you know, whoever Miami had? So I feel like I just like that idea better. And then in that preseason game, Robinson's chirping at the refs because, you know, Cade's not getting the fouls he should be getting. So I like that from him too.
Well, I got to tell you, if Duncan Robinson is an improvement over Malik Beasley, all bets are off. I wouldn't expect it. The last couple callers believe in Duncan Robinson more than they believed on Malik Beasley. And if you guys are right, then they're going to take a step forward.
Look, in his career, he's a great three-point shooter, just under 40% for his career at 39.7. He's been at that mark the last couple of seasons. He's a really good shooter, and I was still expecting him to be a very good shooter. I don't know if he's going to pump up the volume. Well, I said pump up the volume. I don't know if he's going to pump up the volume of shots as much as Malik Beasley was. Malik Beasley sometimes just took over games, and I think he wanted to. I don't know if that's what Duncan Robinson's coming in here to do. I don't get that sense that, you know, hey, let's turn things over to him. It's like, oh, here's a guy who's going to help us out because he can shoot threes.
248-539-9797. I don't know if you caught this last night. Michael Jordan is now on like this NBC. They're doing this Jordan thing at halftime on their NBA on NBC package, and they had the Oklahoma City-Houston game last night. A weekly feature with Mike Tirico called Insight to Excellence.
Oh.
And Jordan told a story about renting a house for the Ryder Cup. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
The homeowner made him do something. We'll get to that story coming up today at 11:48. It's Carson Anderson, 97. All right, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Feedback coming in on the Pistons. Cade and Ivy don't work well together, and until the Pistons figure out their dynamic, this team will be stuck in the middle. Either trade Ivy or move Cade to the wing to score. That's from an unnamed texter. From Mike in Waterford, the Pistons started off slow last year. They won't do that this year. They put in more work in the gym during the offseason than any other team. They will be better because Cade is better. Thompson and Holland are going to be significantly better. The East is significantly worse. Most important, they're going to have one of the best defenses in the league. The Pistons are going 50-32 this year. Mike, compelling. I hope you're right. I mean, the Cade, Thompson, Holland all getting better. Thompson and Holland getting significantly better. They put in more work in the gym this offseason than any other team. Okay, that's cool. How do you know that? More than any other team. But if all of what you said is true, yeah, 50-32, sure. Could totally see that. If all of what you said turns out to be factual. 248-539-9797. Okay, so I mentioned Michael Jordan, Insight to Excellence, Gator. Halftime on NBC, Houston and OKC last night, weekly feature. I'm going to assume NBC just went out and said, we're going to pay big money to get Michael Jordan on our broadcast, and we'll have this little package feature with him at halftime. And does that work? Does that turn people like?
I think it absolutely gets some interest in it. You know, and you've got, you know, the NBA, the big non-NBA, I guess the non-game stuff that captured people's attention was having NBA on TNT and seeing what Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and company were going to say about things. But, I mean, this is the greatest player of all time.
Yep.
And I think when they released that whole Michael Jordan special that they did a couple years ago, that seven-part series, I forget what it was called, but when they had that whole seven-part or eight-part series, whatever it was, nine-part series, it was compelling. It was worth watching. Even if you don't like Michael Jordan, if you watched it, you were entertained by it. It was pretty cool.
Okay, so he tells a story last night about how he rented a house for the Ryder Cup, and that the owner,
this is this past,
yes,
okay,
the owner made him do something. Now, if you had Michael Jordan say, I want to rent your house,
mm-hmm,
would you ask him to do anything?
Yeah, I mean, I'd pose for a picture, sign an autograph or something like that.
He
yeah.
did all that. They brought like the grandkids over and he posed, they took pictures.
I would also want maybe play a round of golf with them.
Okay.
That'd be it. But I recognize that could be maybe too much. Or, you know, have a dinner with them, something like that, you know, spend time with them.
So, Kang, we actually have the sound. Is that correct? All right. Here's what Michael Jordan had to say about when he rented the house for the Ryder Cup. Okay, so the owner asked him to shoot a free throw. I don't know if I'd be that interested in seeing Michael Jordan shoot a free throw. Like, what's the point? Like,
can you jump to the free throw line and dunk?
That's what I'd ask him right. to try to do.
Yeah, you want my 60-year-old ass to try to do that? Oh, sure, sure.
Can I try and defend you one time? I'd ask something like that, but he asked him to shoot a free throw. And I'm thinking about Michael Jordan's motivation here. He felt pressure because he had to live up to the expectation. And Michael Jordan, I feel like it's almost as if he said, those kids said you couldn't make it, Michael. Because he always fed off disrespect.
Right, yeah. What would be his motivation to make
the
free throw?
He took it personal. Yeah. He took it personal. The owner challenged me, and I took that personal.
And everything he did in that ESPN 30 for 30, whatever the hell it was called.
Last Dance?
Yeah, Last Dance. Everything he took personal. I mean, he told the story about when they were playing the Sonics in the NBA Finals, and George Karl was at a restaurant, and Michael Jordan walked past, or maybe Michael was there, and George Karl walked past. And George Karl didn't say hi. I took it personal. And like everything. Everything.
I said, at that point on, I knew it was on. I knew it was on. You know?
I actually think that's exactly what he said. I knew it was on. Because George Karl, they were playing each other in the NBA Finals. Same restaurant. George Karl doesn't say hi. I took it personal.
But it goes the other way, too, because he made up stories to create motivation.
He totally made up stories. Like, I think he... Hey, Michael, you're the greatest of all time. I take it personal. What do you mean, of all time? Don't you mean longer than that? Michael, nobody can cover you. Who's nobody? And why can he cover me? Like, I just feel like everything he took, personal.
If I don't make this free throw, these kids, they got no chance. No chance in life.
But he was worried.
Like, these kids are going to private school. What are you, he was worried. Right.
They're very well off.
Dad's got a house at Bethpage Black.
Right.
You're renting their home.
Yeah. I got to do it for the kids.
But he,
if I don't do it for the kids, who will? Who will? You? You? I got to do it.
He took it personal.
That's all on me.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
That is funny. That's a funny response. Most nervous he's ever been to get Tirico laughing.
So,
but yeah.
Kenny thought the same thing as you, Doug. He thought it was weird that he asked him to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, I think it's odd.
Do you think that's a made-up story?
I think maybe he didn't swish it.
I felt like it was weird. I felt like it's like asking your favorite actor to say their most famous line from a movie. It's like, dance for me, clown. Do the thing.
Which is what I always, whenever I meet somebody famous, I'm like, all right, what's something nobody said to them, but it has relevance to them?
Yeah. How was your conversation with Rich Eisen?
Yeah. You asked about the 40, right?
It was the absolute worst. I humiliated myself.
You can go the other way too, man. I mean, I've told this story of meeting Tom Wopat, Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, up at the last game at Tiger Stadium, which was completely random that he was up in the press box. And I walked up to him and introduced myself. I said, I've been a big fan. Oh, thank you. And I said, yeah. I said, who knew I was going to meet the voiceover for the Talking Books version of Clive Cussler novels? And he's like, yeah, how are you? That's like the most random thing. I'm a big Clive Cussler fan. When I used to read books, and I remember going through and seeing a Talking Book says, as read by Tom Wopat. I'm like, what is Tom Wopat doing?
So you thought you were going to say something to him that he'd be like, oh, wow, you listen to
him. Nobody's ever going to ask him that question. Nobody in their life is going to ask him that question. I'm like, I got this. And I present it to him, and he could not have cared less. I'm sure he was like, you don't want to know about the car? You don't want to hear about all the chicks we were.
And now I got to tell the Rich Eisen story. I just thought, all right, because this is my goal. Say something different that nobody. I say, hey, Rich, love the 40 and NFL draft coverage. Thank you very much. And I'm working sidelines at Michigan. He's on the field. And so I'm around him. And for the next 7-8 minutes, I hear 5, 6, 7 people tell him how much they love the 40 during NFL draft combine coverage. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just asked him the same question everybody else did. But it'd be like seeing Tom Hanks and saying, I loved you as Rick Gasco. Which was his character in Bachelor Party, right? Like, how many people are going to reference Bachelor Party?
Probably not many.
There you go.
But you got that one.
That one I got.
You're ready to roll with that.
Now I got to do
shows
it.
Up and you're like, 40.
But
40 time.
But I think making Michael Jordan shoot a free throw.
That's weird.
Proves nothing.
I think that I don't know what the owner was thinking. First of all, once he found out it was Michael Jordan renting his house, he showed up. Like, you're not supposed to ever meet the host, ever. You do a Vrbo or Airbnb, you never see the host. But when you find out it's Michael Jordan, you show up. I think he asked because he can say that Michael Jordan, he could always say Michael Jordan shot a basketball on this hoop.
100%. Yeah. And but I agree to a point with Jordan. It's got to be nerve-wracking because, wait a minute, I don't do this anymore. And now he's got grandkids there. I buy his reasoning. You know, like, these kids have been told, oh, you haven't seen any. You think Steph Curry's good? Please. You should have seen Jordan back in the day.
Oh, they heard all the stories, right?
Right. You think Trae Young is good? Forget it, man. Yeah, you know, Luka, please. He's no Jordan. And he's showing the kids YouTube videos and all that. And then here he is, larger than life, Michael Jordan. But he's like 62-year-old Michael Jordan.
So what our version of that, what would our version of that be? Because a free throw is nothing. Like, it's not, I mean, you want to make them, but it's nothing. It doesn't prove anything.
That is certainly not what I would have asked for.
Well, if Barry Sanders rented your house, just say, kids, he's the greatest of all time.
Watch
his handoff. Watch how I hand it off to him.
But watch this. Get past me. What? Get past me. Go ahead. I told the kids all the time. It's a highlight reel. Go ahead. Try to get past me. I played high school football. Come on. No.
Anyway. All right.
If Mike Tyson rented your house, would you ask him, like, hit the bag? Would you hit the bag once? Show him.
Yeah. Don't punch me, but hit the bag.
Yeah, don't hit me.
Yeah.
Hit the bag.
Can we just see you, like, walk into the house like you walked into the ring?
Actually, hey, if Mike Tyson...
If that happened, I'd call 911.
If Mike Tyson came to our house, my wife would say, hit my husband. Prove to the kids how tough you are. Hit my husband.
Bite my ear off.
A little bit.
Leave the big part.
Steve Eisenman joined the morning show. We'll bring you the most interesting thing he had to say. Like, do you understand fans getting impatient? Hear what the captain had to say today, starting at 12:18. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.